from Mark, the end of the age calling us to be watchful. Jesus and the disciples are still in Jerusalem, but now leaving the temple, look around at the architecture. Temples and buildings are a problem for us. Jesus is teaching us to not put stock in buildings, but in the temple that is Jesus and the people of God. The church is not a building, but a community of believers. The things that happened while Jesus was with the disciples, an earthquake, the darkness, the temple curtain torn, all lead to Jesus' death on the cross. Jesus in the garden said, "Keep awake." And the rooster crows when Peter denied knowing Jesus. These signs happened then, and we have signs now. What signs do we see? Are we able to keep awake as we wait? Do we know Christ is near? We know Jesus is near when we look at the cross, when we meet him at the altar, and when we see someone loving their neighbor. As we love our neighbor, we know the kingdom is near, because in loving our neighbor, we show love for our God. Keeping awake and knowing God is near by the way we live as Jesus told us to live. In the unexpected moments of life, we will know Jesus is near. What is happening with the stones and the resurrection in this story? These questions are coming from the disciples, and Jesus is telling them again in private. It is not about big stones, but it is about God and humans. Look not with your eyes for the signs of earthly things. Keep alert for the signs of Christ around us today. Many look for physical signs and miss the signs of love. The kingdom comes near to the scribes, who answers Jesus in response to the question about the greatest commandments. The temple falls and people will rebuild a building and it will fall again, but the church, which we call the people, still stands and is waiting for the return of the Christ. The gathering of God's people comes from all the earth. The kingdom is now and the kingdom is to come. I heard a former Luther Seminary dean at 73 years old explain how we bring the kingdom of God to all people as disciples of God. We are God's people living in Christ when we yield to the needs of others, when we are traveling among our brothers and sisters in life. We are the kingdom of God when we live out in Christ that which we are called. The kingdom comes near to us at the table during communion and in baptism and in places when we gather in the name of God. While we wait, we need to keep one eye open at all times, looking for God in others. Sleep with one eye open or be alert at all times. We do not know when God will come to us, so Jesus instructs us to stay awake. It is in the unexpected encounter with believers, when we least expect to see God, that Jesus reveals himself. It is in the unexpected opportunity that we find ourselves in that God allows us to be Christ to others. Keep one eye open at all times. Look for the open gate of opportunity to love your neighbor and watch for the kingdom to come near. Only the Father knows when the day or the hour will come, but the gate of salvation has come from the Son who died on the cross. It is Jesus Christ, the open gate that shows us the way and the truth and the light of all the world. It is the Creator God who opens the gate of salvation. Keep awake and know the gate to the kingdom of God is open for all in Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, which means God with us. Amen. Let us pray. Son of Man, you encouraged your followers to obey only your voice and promised that they would see your glorious presence. Show us your glory and teach us to obey as we look to the open gate of Jesus. Amen.